The Word of God is given to us to feed on. We at Deliverance Assemblies of God Church, located at Kotobabi behind Ebony Hotel in Accra, use this channel to come your way with the unadulterated Word of God. Be blessed as you listen.
Jesus, Holy Papa Rakata Kaba Itala Barsha, Li Papa Rakata Kaba Lokoto Kaba Rapa Papa Papa, Ile Papa Rokoto Kaba Yakata Kaba Stuki Bastuki Bastuki Bastu, Ye Papa Rokoto Kaba Stuki Bastukuto Kaba Rapa Papa Papa. Je papa rakata kaba itala basha kata kaba lokoto kaba ya
li papa
rakata kaba rapa kata kaba ya kata kaba ya ora papa itala basha kaba ya
li
lokoto kaba itala basha kaba rapa papa
papa
li lokoto kaba itala basha rapa papa kata kaba itala basha La papa rakata kaba itala basha, kaba rababa itala basha, rababa papa itala basha, kaba itala basha kaba ya, rababa papa kata kaba ya, kaba rababa itala basha kaba ra. Glory, 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 glory. Blessed, 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 blessed are thou. Lord God Almighty, He who was and is and is to come. The name of the Lord be praised. The name of the Lord be exalted. The name of the Lord be uplifted. Le papa rakata kaba itala basha. Le prokoto kaba raba papa papa papa. Yaba rakata kaba itala basha kaba ra. I prokoto kaba yakata kaba itala basha. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Li papa rokoto kaba yakata kaba yokoto kaba rababa itala basha rababa papa kata mandele bakaraba jata kaba ya ibo rokoto kaba itala basha kaba rababa li prokoto kaba yakata kaba yokoto kaba ya mandele bakaraba shokoto kaba itala basha ile papa rakata kaba yokoto kaba steke basha Li papa rokoto kapete ke barokoto kapete washakata kabali karabasata kabaya. Thank you, Lord. 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 King of kings and Lord of lords, the I am that I am, the everlasting Father, He who was and is to come. We give you praise this morning. We exalt you and uplift you. We say, Lord, you are God. We say, Lord, you are King. We say, Lord, you are worthy to be praised. You are worthy to be exalted and be uplifted. We thank you this morning. We exalt you this morning. There is none like unto you, O Lord. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Glory, 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 glory. Shalaba karaba shata kabaya. Ibaba la kabarakata. Ibelekete kebarokutu kabayakata. Ibelekete kebarokutu kaba italabasha. Rababa baba kata kaba italabasha. Kaba rababa italabasha kabakata. Librekete kebarokutu kabasta kabasha. Librekete kebarokutu kabata. Wali arato sabite no karaba ata. Libaba rakata kaba italabasha. Uriato rebaba italabasha. Rabo shakabaru katu kalebreke kebara. Ipakuru atua rata kusha kabaya. Malin kalo rabaita kuri basuta. Libaba rakata. Father, we adore you, Lord. Yes, Lord, rakata kaba itala basha kaba itala basha. Rababa baba itala basha kaba itala basha. Brokoto kaba rababa itala kaba yakata kaba ya. Uribaba itala basha kaba ra. Ibrokoto kaba itala basha koto kaba yakata kaba ya. Ilebaba itala basha kaba ra. Ibrokoto kaba itala basha kata kaba ya. Yes,
Lord.
Father, we are grateful. Father, we celebrate your goodness and your mercy. We thank you for the gift of life. We thank you for the gift of this day. Our Lord and our God, we are your children, your covenant children that are gathered, O God, before you. We say, hallowed be thy name. We say, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. For that is the reason why you place us here. Father, for us to become the ladder, ladders, O God, that connect to God, earth to heaven, earth to heaven, earth to heaven, earth to heaven, unto you be all the glory. Thank you this morning. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. We are grateful. We celebrate you. We thank you for everyone that is online. Thank you for the grace that you have given to every one of us to rise up, O God, and come before you, our Lord and our King. Blessed be your name. Impact our life. Touch our life. Reveal yourself to us. Give us individual and personal encounters. Mighty God, we need your help. We have come through the blood of Jesus Christ to obtain mercy. We have come, O God, as covenant children to, Father God, pray the covenant. Pray the word. Help us, Father, we pray. Lead us through. Thank you, Father, even in Jesus' mighty name. Glory be to your name. For this week, we are celebrating testimonies. We are celebrating testimonies. Yes. Testimonies that we have never celebrated. Yes, of things we have never heard. Yes. But we have been very expectant. We are celebrating them. The Holy Spirit is delivering them. Unto you be all the glory, the worship, the honor, and the adoration. Thank you, Father. We bless you. Even in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen.
Resurrection, good morning to each and every one of us. I welcome you to Power for Today. Power for Today, coming your way from Destiny House Podcast of Deliverance Assemblies of God Church, located at Kotobabi, down near Ebony Hotel. I'm the servant of the Lord, Delali Boja, be assisted by Gladys and Boja Worldwide, our technician. Beloved, today is another day, and we give glory to God, another week. Our topic on which we are praying today is holding God to his word, his promises, and his covenant. Holding God to his word, his promises, and his covenant. And I want to read Isaiah 46, verse 3 to 4 and verse 8 to 11. Isaiah 46, verse 3 to 4, verse 8 to 11. Isaiah 46, verse 3 to 4, verse 8 to 11. Listen to me, O house of Jacob, all you who remain of the house of Israel, you whom I have upheld since you were conceived and have carried since your birth, even to your old age and gray hairs, I am he. I am he who will sustain you. I have made you and I will carry you. I will sustain you and I will rescue you. My God, these are powerful words we are about to pray. Now let's jump to verse 10. Let's jump to verse 8. Verse 8 to 11. Okay, let's continue from verse 5, please. To whom will you compare me or count me equal? To whom will you liken me that we may be compared? Some pour out gold from their bags and weigh out silver on the scales, they hire a goldsmith to make it into a god, and they bow down and worship it. They lift it to their shoulders and carry it. Let me pause here. Like the Indians were doing some time ago when there was flood, they were carrying their gods. Yes, they show it on Facebook. Indians were carrying their idols. So the god that they worship, who should empower them, is being carried. Is being carried. That's what he's saying here, verse 7. They lift it to their shoulders and carry it. The Bible is too true. They set it up in its place, and there it stands. From that spot, it cannot move. Though one cries out to it, it does not answer. It cannot save him from his troubles. 8. Remember this. Fix it in mind. Take it to heart, you rebels. Remember the former things, those of long ago. I am God, and there is no other. I am God, and there is none like me. I make known the end from the beginning, from ancient times, what is still to come. I say, my purpose will stand, and I will do all that I please. From the east, I summon a bird of prey, from a far off land, a man to fulfill my purpose. What I have said, that will I bring about. What I have planned, that will I do. Amen. We are holding God to his word, his promises, and his covenant. Yesterday, in fact, before last week, up to yesterday, we have been hearing about Hannah, whose womb was shut by God. But Hannah found a key. Very soon, we need to come out with a book. How a key to open the unopenable. Unopenable. What do we mean by unopenable? Something that God himself has shut. What can open it? Something yesterday after somebody was asking me, a new person say, man of God, your people, are they understanding the word you are preaching? Are they understanding? This is the second time I'm coming here. I just felt I should come. Are they understanding? Even I want to join you. I am so and so. A great young man. Are you understanding? Are they understanding? Hey, when God shut something, who can open it? But yet in the Bible, we have seen that God can change his mind. Hey. And he was even reminding me of Hezekiah. When God said, send Isaiah to him. You are going to die. Set your house in order. Hezekiah turned and faced the wall. Hezekiah faced the wall. And what did the first thing Hezekiah said? Remember. The word remember. Beloved, remember. What are you doing in the house of God that God can remember? What are you remembering God of? Somebody should write this for me. What are you doing in the house of God that God can remember? Covenant, your personal covenant. And what are you reminding God of? Somebody should write it. What are you doing in the house of God that for which God should remember you, like Hezekiah, to extend your days, to deliver you from danger, to save you, to avert trouble, to avert death? What are you doing in the house of God that God should remember? And what are you also reminding God of? Remembering God of? Reminding God of? Beloved, since yesterday, last night, by 1:30, I couldn't sleep. By 1:30, I was up praying. I prayed up to 3 o'clock. 1:30 a.m. No, no, yes. Yes, 1:30 a.m. I was praying up to 3:10 a.m. and slept again. This message has been doing something to me. And I thank God for everyone online. Please listen attentively. Whether you are driving, you are bathing, you are whatever. Even after this, go and listen. When it comes to Facebook, I cannot share it. If you watch my Facebook, I'm sharing different things or slightly different, because that one, they are looking at me. They are seeing me. Yes. That one too. Different people who many different people who are not connected to Podbean, they join there. It's like that one is more easier, open for people. So I am more professional over there. But here, because they cannot see me, they don't even know whether I'm wearing anything right now. So it's very easy to share things. You see, we are learning, you know, Jesus is coming soon. The war that is going on in the Middle East is in Ezekiel 38, Middle East. The moment Russia enters the war, then we should know that it's about the coming of Jesus Christ. If Russia should enter, then because Rosh, Gosh, so and so, then do you know that now the Euphrates has dried up? Euphrates. That's why the ammo tanks, it is all prophesied. It is for the war of Armageddon. This war, either it will lead to Armageddon or God will crush it to extend grace for the earth, for his coming. These are the two things now. What is happening in Russia? Either it is a second coming, the moment Russia, what is happening in the Middle East, either it is a second coming, for which the trumpet can sound anytime, because Armageddon is going to start, or God is going to step in and crush it, and then extend grace, the time, extend grace period. So these are the two things that can happen any moment. Now, one of the things that will happen before Christ will come, knowledge shall increase, revelation of the word, and manifestation of testimonies and miracles. Jesus is not coming for a weak church. Jesus is not coming for a visionless church. Jesus is coming for a vibrant church, a visionary church, a victorious church, the three V's. Victorious, vibrant, visionary. This is the kind of church that Jesus is coming for. Are we there yet? That is why you realize that the revelation of the word that the Holy Spirit is giving in our days is to another level. Is to another level. That's why we are seeing. I've never seen this before. The key that can change the mind of God, the key that can reverse even what God himself has shut. My God, even what God himself has said no to, at least now we know that when God says no to something, we can cause him to say yes. Unless the thing is actually against his nature and attribute. If the thing is sinful, if the thing is against his nature or attribute and he says no to it, it is no. It is no. But if it does not affect his attribute and nature, it means that there is a key that can reverse it. And Hannah has given us the key. Hannah has given us three keys. Hezekiah has given us one key. Or two. Hannah, what was the key that Hannah used? Yesterday, you heard it. Number one. Hannah held God to his word. The word that Jacob spoke to the son Joseph in Genesis 49 verse 22, that you, Joseph, you'll be fruitful You'll be a fruitful vine. And so even though Elkanah and Hannah were Levites, you know, the tribe of Levites and Simeon, they got lost. So they were annexed to Ephraim. The tribe of Levites and Simeon, they were annexed to Ephraim. So that's why they, in a way, they were Ephraimites. So if they are now Ephraimites, Ephraim came out of Joseph. Yes. Ephraim was the second son of Joseph, the beloved, the one selected. Yes, against Manasseh, the firstborn. When Joseph, when they were born and Jacob was blessing them, he crossed his hand. His right hand was on the second born, his left on the first. And then Joseph was trying to remove the hand and say, I know what I'm doing. I know what I'm doing. I don't know why it's like God's favor is always on the second born. Look at Cain and Abel. Cain and Abel. Look at Jacob and Esau. Esau firstborn. Jacob was choosing. Abel was choosing. I don't know. I need to study that. I need to study that. So you see, Ephraim was selected. And because Hannah and Elkanah have now connected themselves to Ephraim, they could now assess the covenant made to Joseph. Oh, sorry, they were spoken to Joseph. So number one, Hannah held God to his word. So holding God to his word means he held God to his promises. His word is his promises. Number two, Hannah reminded God of the covenant. Hannah reminded God of the covenant. Hannah reminded God of his covenant with Abraham, Isaac, and Joseph. Number three, Hannah made a vow. Hannah made a vow. Hannah made a vow. I just began by mentioning that of Hezekiah. Hezekiah reminded God of Hezekiah's covenant. He, Hezekiah's covenant or vow to him, for which he has done many things, many reforms. So Hezekiah, so you can remind God of the things that you do. Look, I de la Liboja, I'm sitting down here. Makabaya. I am not afraid of death at all. In fact, I don't know, Holy Spirit, have mercy on me. Look, I've come to a point that I can negotiate death. And by the grace of God, myself and the lady pastor, we negotiate. We come, we sit down and we talk. We say, Papa, take him. Let him go. 4 days, 3 days, at most 1 week, the person is gone. Papa, we beg, extend it. Those we have extended, they are there. We went to extend my mother's. When we look at her, we look at ourselves, we look at our faces. Can we face funeral now? Can we? I think, was it November last year? November last year. November. Hey, December. Can we do funeral? We shook our head. Say, God, no, extend. My mother is there. She used to be in the wheelchair. Even when she came wheelchair, today, she's no longer in the wheelchair. When you go, she herself will walk out of the door and come. She will walk outside. It is only because she enjoys the wheelchair. So when she's among people, she wants to be wheeled. She enjoys it. She wants to be wheeled. You can see that she just enjoying the wheelchair. People, anyway. Beloved, now why am I saying this? It is special grace because of how we are serving God, because of the things we do to God. Look, let death come. We will be the last people to die. Let evil come. We will be, God knows. He knows. He knows that if I should lose these people now, what they have been doing for me, how many people will I get doing for me? So let me ask you, child of God, is there anything you can remind God of, like Hezekiah? What is your covenant in the house of God? Yesterday, I don't know why the message changed like that. What is it in the house of God that you have taken upon yourself? What is it about the kingdom that you have taken upon yourself? Let me say, the Holy Spirit is just reminding me. Thank you, Holy Spirit. I owe you an offering for this. When disasters occur, haven't you seen NGOs? Is it the government alone that goes there? Some places the government doesn't go. NGOs, people go. They go to do every NGO. They are supporting the government. NGO is doing what the government cannot do, or the government is not able. That's why we have NGOs. Look at the flood in the Volta region. First Sky was there to show something. Even Assemblies of God headquarters, General Superintendent, he has been there to give 20,000. 20,000. They've been there to give 20,000. It's not, they are doing it on behalf of the government because of the magnitude. They feel that the government cannot do so much. So they have gone there to do on behalf of the government. What are you doing on behalf of God in the kingdom? Which aspect of the kingdom have you taken? Please, these are the keys that can reverse the irreversible. These are the keys that can reverse the irreversible. I think first day in November, that will be communion. I need to repeat this. These are the keys that can reverse the irreversible. Hezekiah reminded God, remember, I am the one who do this. Is it does or do? Does. I am the one who does this. Okay, thank you. I am the one who does it. In fact, the English is becoming something. God, help me. I am the one who does this. In the same way, beloved, look, I was telling somebody, the house of God, there is so much work. Look, you can't finish. There is so much work in the house of God. So you see, Hannah held God to his word. Hannah held God to the words that Jacob spoke to Joseph. Two, Hannah reminded God of his covenant. God said, I will remember my covenant. Three, Hannah made a vow. That vow is a kind of personal covenant. That vow is a kind of personal altar. These are the three things that can reverse the irreversible. You are online. People have situations online that they can't tell. They can't tell. I don't think there is anybody online who is suffering a situation that God himself says suffer. No. No. At least in the New Testament, we don't. You know, in the Old Testament, Jesus hasn't come, so certain things happen. Christ hasn't come. Those things will no longer happen in the New Testament. Let me tell you. For example, Job, that Satan went to God to obtain permission to afflict Job. That thing will never happen in the New Testament because Jesus has come. It will never happen. In fact, Satan will never be given permission to afflict any child of God like Job. It will happen in the New Testament. It will never. The Old Testament, it happened because Jesus has not yet come. The ultimate blood has not yet been shed. But in the New Testament, God will never, never, never give permission to Satan to do that. Number two, in the Old Testament, God himself shut the womb of Hannah. In the New Testament, he won't shut the womb again because Jesus Christ has come and the curtain has been torn. So nothing can be shut again. So everything that we are suffering in the New Testament, all the barrenness in the New Testament, the infertility in the New Testament, the whatever it is in the New Testament, God is not inside. It means if God is not inside, other things are inside. Either you yourself, your lifestyle is causing it, your belief system is causing it, your character is causing it, or it's just an attack from the devil. It's just an attack. Now, we have seen that. What can you do about something that God himself has placed his hand on? What can you do about it? But we have seen that even in the Old Testament, people found the key. Even in the Old Testament, people found the key to reverse. In the Old Testament, people found the key to reverse. In the Old Testament, somebody should write this down for me. Even the Old Testament, people found the key to reverse the irreversible. Hannah and Hezekiah. Hannah and King Hezekiah. They found the key. They found the key. Even in the Old Testament. Somebody should write it down for me. My Mabel is there. Maybe my Babina, my Elo. These people. Yes. Yes. Even in the Old Testament. When the blood has not been shed. When something is shut, it is shut. Even in the Old Testament, people found the key. Do you know that Moses didn't find the key? Hey. Do you know Moses couldn't find the key? Look, women are blessed. Moses couldn't find the key. Where is it that Moses didn't find the key? When Moses disobeyed, instead of speaking to the rock, Numbers 20, he struck it. God said, you will never enter. You and Aaron, you enter. Moses should have found a key. Moses didn't find the key. Moses prayed and went to God. In fact, in Deuteronomy chapter, is it chapter 2 or chapter 3? Whenever I read there, in fact, something happens to me. Moses went to God. And then when you call on God, hello, say, yes, Moses. Yes, Moses. What is it? Moses said, please, it's about the case. Which case? It's about the promised land. God said, never mention it again. Enough. God said, the doors are closed. Moses, I say you will not enter. You will not, I'm just looking for it. Moses, I say you will not enter. That is, look, anytime I read there, I get shaking. Moses couldn't find the key. But Hannah found the key. Hannah found the key to reverse the irreversible. What was Hannah's key? Hannah held God to the word. To the word. To the promise. Hannah reminded God of the covenant. Hannah made a vow, a personal covenant, a personal altar. Hezekiah reminded God. Hezekiah reminded God, remember, beloved, like I've said, let me tell you, there is nothing you are suffering in the New Testament that is like Hannah. God will never shut anybody's womb again. His children, I'm talking about his children. He will not, because the blood of Jesus has been shed. If you know what we have inherited in the blood, you have no idea. So it means that whatever you and I suffer, we can remove it. We can reverse it. It is of the devil, and we can. When I was praying, God was telling me, in the church, people have backslided. So we have, where did I write it? A lot, we have backslided. Where did I write it, Kra? We have backslided something in the church. Holy Spirit, remind me. I wrote it somewhere. See, people have backslided in the church. And I say, God, hey, how? They say, don't be alarmed. Don't be alarmed. When I say something, let me explain to you. You can see people who started something. Today, they are masters. So they are sitting down. Oh, we have sung before. We started the choir. We started. They are masters today. They are sitting down. Look, God said, immediately in his kingdom, in his house, there is no master. We are all children and servants. God was even reminding me of myself. He said, Dela, you don't know that you have found the key. How many of your kind are still leading prayer, but you are still leading? You are still leading. That is why I am using you. That is why very soon, I won't say that one. I say, wow. He said, because you are still relevant, you make yourself what? Relevant to me. He said, many are backslided in the church. They are backslided. I've been a deacon before. I've been so and so before. Now I am resting. Then I was reminded of the late Nana Amankwa, the late Nana Amankwa, the former paramount chief of Efudiase Asante, the late Nana Amankwa. He was my best friend. Yes. He taught me that your friends should be people who are older than you. Your friends should be people like your father. They can advise you not to make mistakes that they have made. You can have your peer as friends, but your peers can never advise you beyond. Your peers will just give you peer counsel. But people who are like your father, they will give you real experience. So this man adopted me. He just likes me. Yes, the wife took me to Abidjan 1988 on our way to Spain. Italy, on our way to Italy. Yes, on our way to Italy. We passed through, what do you call it, Cote d'Ivoire. And it was there confusion broke out among us. Let me end it there. Beloved, this man, when he was, that year, I remember we celebrated his 88th birthday. He was in the car, Barracuda. The driver had come to pick him. I was then standing in front of my gate, because our gate where we used to live, at night market. His house not far. So he was just passing. And then the car slowed down. I believe he told the driver, the car, let me greet Pastor Dela. So immediately I saw the car slowing down. He got to my pay, he rolled down the glass. Pastor Dela, I ran there. I said, Nana, How are you? Say, Pastor Della, I am fine. I say, Nana, please, where are you? Say, I'm going to office. Say, oh, Nana, we just celebrated your 18th birthday. Say, no. I am going to office. Nana, why? Say, hey, the moment I say I can, then I am going to die. The moment you retire, the next thing is that you must enter the grave. Because you have killed yourself. You have killed yourself. He used a certain term like you have killed yourself socially. So you must leave the earth. You are just occupying. He asked me, Dela, what do you do with a dead body? You bury it. Dela, what do you do with dead people? You bury them. Dela, something in your house, a dead goat, what do? You bury it. Dela, can a dead goat still be active? I say no. Yes. So I'm going to office. I'm going to walk around. I climb downstairs. I go upstairs. I enter offices to see what is going on. I learned a great lesson. That thing shook me. That man taught me a lot that is really affecting my life today. He taught me the best year to marry, the best year to bring forth, where I should live. I shouldn't live some distance away from my children's school, where they wake up before 4 to prepare for school. Because between 4 and 5, there is a chemical that is released in the brain of children. So when they wake up 4, they miss that chemical. And all the children who miss that chemical, their brain lacks something. You use a certain term. Those children are, how do we call the term? They are cracker. Those children are restless. They are always restless. But when they sleep up to 5, because their school is not far away, they wake up 5. They can prepare quickly by 6. 10 minutes, you get them there. That's why our children are not restless at all. Thank God. Enoch and Lady, they are cool because we practice that. You see, you can stay. It is when your children are gone to secondary school, you can stay there where you want to stay. I say, wow. Yes. He didn't only advise me when I was going to marry. He supplied my drinks. He gave me snaps to go and marry because he advised me the age to marry. You see, why am I saying these things? Beloved, God was telling me yesterday, people are in the church. They have backslided. They have retired. We used to do this. Now give it to the boys. God was telling me that there are no boys in the church. No girls. He said, my servant Della, you have found a key. Look, you are still leading prayer. When some of your mates are still sitting down, they've given it to the young boys. You are still training them. You are teaching them. I say, hey, God is taking notice. And God was telling me, what did I say in my word? Didn't my word say that in the parable? Is it in the parable that some came in the 11th hour and those who were there already, they were all rewarded the same. And then people were angry. Do you know what God told me? What did I write this thing down? Holy Spirit. I wrote them down. Whenever God speaks, I'll be writing it. Fine. This one, I wrote it. I wrote it 2:35 a.m. This was what God told me. He said, the reason why, look, like I can see, somebody entered the church. Now people are calling him names. He's just working, crack, crack, crack. And so others have left the work into his hands. Because he can do it, you don't know. God spoke to me about that. He mentioned somebody. They have left the thing to his hands because he can do it. He just came. So let him do it. Do you know what God told me about that? And they said, do you know the reason why I said that some came late and then some came earlier, but I gave them the same reward? He said, I celebrate and reward sustained passion. Sustained passion. I celebrate and reward sustained and consistent passion. Sustained and consistent passion. Sustained and consistent passion. Then God said to me, whip up your passion. Whip up your passion. The way I wrote whip, how do we write whip? W what? Oh, H-I-P, eh? I wrote W-H-double-E-P. W-A-double-E. I think W-H-I-P. Whip. God said, whip up passion. I celebrate and reward sustained and consistent passion. I celebrate and reward sustained and consistent passion. I say, wow. Wow. That is why you see, beloved, it is not how you started. How are you ending? The end of a matter. The end of a matter is better than the beginning. The day the late Godwin came to my house, drunk early in the morning, and crying, Pastor, help me, save me, that I had left North Kaneshi. I was not a deliverer. I started crying. I don't just cry easily outside. I just started crying. The neighbors in the house started coming out to look at the two of us. He was crying, I was crying. This is the man who taught people Sunday school, who are pastors. He taught me Sunday school. I sat in his class. He taught many who are Assemblies of God pastors at that time. This man is drunk. Drunk. When you look at him, Pastor, please help me. Help me. Look at me. I can't help myself. Look at women smoking, drinking. What happened? I started crying. But already there is more backsliding in the house. God told me there is backsliding in the house. 2:35 was when he spoke these things to me. There is backsliding. There is too much backsliding in the house. That's how I wrote it. He said, there is too much backsliding in the house. Backsliding in the house. Seniors, they have left the work to boys. God said in his house, there are no boys, there are no girls. God said he celebrates and rewards sustained and consistent passion. So whip up your passion. 2:35 a.m. Whip up your passion. Online, whip up your passion. Whip up your passion. We want to pray. Some of the things God told me, I can't say them here. It's like he has sidelined some people. I'm telling you, look, you can be in the house, in the church, and be, look, God, have mercy on us. Yes. God, have mercy on us. God, please, have mercy on us. God, please, have mercy on us. Have mercy on us, oh Lord, have mercy on us. Say, let's pray. Say, Lord, please have mercy. Lord, have mercy. We come to you, O God, for mercy. Have mercy.
Have mercy on us.
Lord, let's pray right now. Lord, have mercy. Ask God to have mercy.
Lord, have mercy on us. Lord, we need your mercy this hour. We need your mercy. We need your mercy, Lord. We need your mercy. Lord, we need your mercy. Lord, have mercy on us.
Let's pray for mercy. Let us pray for mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Yes, Lord. Lord, have mercy.
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 Do you know one of the things God told me? He said, those who are sitting down, they are drying up themselves. When you sit down, you are drying up yourself. Somebody should write it for me. Those who are sitting down, those who feel that they have done enough, they are seniors. We were here. So when others are doing, they have given some people names. Oh, sure. You just came. Look at him. Look at her. All over the place. God said that those who are sitting down, they are drying up themselves. They are drying up themselves. They are drying up themselves. In fact, God was showing me some people. He said, look at them. Are you seeing them? I said, my God, have mercy. My God, have mercy. Hey! Look, this thing, this message is for the whole kingdom of God. I'm telling you, it's not for deliverance alone. It's for the whole kingdom of God. God said we should guide offenses and evil voices. They kill covenant. Offenses and evil voices. Offenses, evil voices, complacency. Complacency. Oh, we were here before. Oh, you don't know. Oh, we've been doing this. Oh, so, so and so. Oh, this. Oh, God said they are drying up. Very soon it will start affecting your health. Your health will start sinking. God said, look, he covers your health. He covers you for what you are doing for him. He covers you. God was asking me the other day when you went for checkup, what did they tell you about your health? What did they tell you? See, you are 100% healthy. Is it everything about you? Is it the physician was saying that, are you 60 years? Say yes. Hey, scarcely you get this result for 60 years. God said, it's because you are active. You are not sleeping. It's because you are active in my hands. You are still doing what children should do. You don't see yourself as anybody. That is why I love you. You don't care what name they call you. If they call you Dela, you are okay. They call you anything, you are okay. You are doing what even children will do. God was telling, he said yesterday, look, when things were not going on well, you read it in the spirit. You went and stood at the back. And you were directing how things should go. I said, Papa, so you were watching. He said, you don't know. I don't sleep nor slumber. And I can see your heart. Say, Lord.
Lord.
Have mercy on me.
Have mercy on me.
Have mercy on us.
Have mercy on us.
Have mercy on us today.
Have mercy on us.
Lord, 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 have mercy on us.
Have mercy on us.
Le papa rakata kabaya kata kabaya.
We need your mercy, Lord.
Ile papa rakata kabaya kata.
We
say, my Father in heaven.
My Father in heaven.
Any area.
I have fallen short.
Any area.
We are backsliding.
In your house.
Have mercy on us.
Say, Holy Spirit.
Revive us.
Revive us,
Holy Spirit. Bring revival, Lord. Let there be revival in the house. Let there be revival in the house. Holy Spirit, come upon us. Holy Spirit, revive us, we pray. Help us to obey your instructions, we pray. In the name of Jesus Christ, Holy Spirit, revive us. Holy Spirit, revive us.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Say, Lord.
Lord,
this morning
we are holding you to your word.
Li papa rakata kaba itale beshe. In Jesus' mighty name. Say,
oh Lord,
your word says, even in the famine land, your presence will make it for us. Your presence will make it for us. Your presence will make it for us. Wherever we are, oh Lord, as covenant children, we are reminding you of your covenant. Of your
covenant.
Remember your covenant.
Remember your covenant.
And make things to work for us.
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 As you make things
to work for Isaac
in a famine land.
Make things to work for us.
Wherever we are,
whichever country we are,
whatever the economic situation,
make things to work for us.
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 Make things to work for us. Wherever we find ourselves, wherever we are living and working, make things to work for us. Make things to work for us. Because of your covenant. Remember your covenant.
Remember
your covenant with us. Your covenant with us.
Yes, to 1,000 generations.
Make things to work for us.
Make things to work for us. Make yes, things to work Lord. For us. Make things to work for us. As you made it to work for Isaac. Make things to work for us. 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 Make things to work for us, Lord. Make things to work for us. Make things to work for us today.
Yes, let our testimonies unfold. Yes, from all over. Let them out, God. Begin to unfold. Begin to manifest, oh God, we pray. Make things to work for us. Make things to work for us. Make things to work for us.
Make things to work for us.
You are the covenant keeping God.
Make things to work for us. Let the eternal covenant make things to work for us. Make things to work for us.
Make things to work for us. Make things to work for us. Yes, you are the covenant keeping God. Yes, in the name of Jesus Christ. Make things to work for us.
Make things to work for us. I have a word for somebody online. That cancer will not ravage you. These were the words that are coming. Cancer will not ravage you. Even though you have backslided in my house, I remember the covenant. But rise up and begin to do something. Rise up and begin. These are the words I'm receiving for somebody. I don't know who.
Father, Lord, in your house, in Jesus' name, Amen.
Beloved, we are going to continue this evening to lift the cup. You know, anytime God is leading us this way, it means our prayers are before Him, and He has approved the answers. But He's addressing things that are causing delays. He is addressing things that we should give attention to. So this evening, we are going to lift the cup again.
Amen.
Look, let me just end by telling you the story of the late Mama Susie in my former church. This woman is just a workaholic. She has been a women ministry president before, Sunday school president before, so on. Finally, she still wants to do something. So she will join here. They will knock her out. Women ministry, they say they don't need her. In women ministry. Joy, they don't need her. She was just outspoken. She was too much for them. Sunday school. When she gets up and she comes to, they shut her down. Then she went to the main ministry. Unfortunately, the day she joined the main ministry, that day they were doing open forum. They were bringing up issue what they can do for the main ministry to grow. And then she got up. She condemned the men. Mumerima. Anything I was awful frame kumasafu. That's how our senior pastor. Anything senior pastor or frame kumasafu. Kumasafu. Mum share yeba. Don't you watch our women, how we are organized? Look at you, the men. That's why senior pastor call you. That's why the senior pastor Harry calls you killers of church. Killer. They shouted that from that day. They say she shouldn't step there again. Don't step here. Don't step here. Mama Susie, you know what she started doing? Look, the house, look, there are many things you can do for God. Let me tell you, even doctors who are working, they are working for God. Doctors, they are working for God. They are working for God. Giving life. They work, but in the house of God, the work of God is plenty. It's inexhaustible. So do you know what she did? She joined the ushers. The ushers knock her out. Then she became a personal usher. Then she will go, she started looking at where people sit. She started taking people's numbers. The day you don't come, she will call you. She will call you. Oh, I didn't see you at church today. Oh, it was because this and this. That was what she was doing. And then keeping record. Then when the person doesn't come for 3 times, then she will tell senior pastor, associate will visit. That was the ministry she took upon herself. Before then, she has never traveled to even Togo before. Do you know something? One of the ladies she was pursuing traveled. And then the lady had wedding, married, traveled. And then when the lady brought forth, she said, Mama, can you come and help us? She went to U.S. Went to U.S. One day in the supermarket, a group of women, and men, they were in the supermarket. They look at her and say, oh, how are you? So, where have you come from? Africa. Ghana. I said, oh, we want to come to Africa. We are praying. We are this NGO. We want to come to Africa. Can you help us? We want to come to Africa. They book appointment. They met. They talk. That was all. Mama Susie. Today, almost all her children are in America. That was all. They came down with her. 5 people, 2 men and 3 women, came down from America. We fled to Ghana. They established an NGO that is there up to today. Even though she is dead and gone, the NGO is still functioning. Beloved, who tells you? Look, you don't know. God wants his work to go on. God is passionate about his kingdom. May God have mercy on us. May the Holy Spirit revive us and renew our strength. Amen. This message this morning simply means that our prayers are about to be delivered. Amen. There is a process going on. Our testimonies and our miracles are about to be delivered. Amen. And God is wakening us up. God is addressing areas that we should give attention to.
Thank you for listening to today's word. We believe that you have been impacted greatly. If you are listening to this podcast and you want to give your life to Christ, please say this prayer after me. Dear Lord Jesus, I thank you for what you came to do for me. Your life for mine, my sin for your righteousness. I believe that you are the Son of God, sent to die for me. I accept you as my Lord and Savior. Thank you for your grace towards me. Amen. Beloved, If you have said this prayer, you are now a child of God. Welcome to God's heavenly family. You can send us an email on deliveranceagdh@gmail.com. We would be glad to assist you and help you grow in the Lord. Thank you. Till next time, keep living the glorious life in Christ.